if you're praying in one of the next slides. It was God's idea to create human beings. So what it says there, I firmly believe God created mankind and he made them in his image. God isn't a lot of molecules and chemicals and all that sort of stuff, is he? He made human beings in love too. Male and female. That's a bit of a mystery. But God's got both life from male and female. It's true, what the Bible says. And then he gave a command to mankind. Go and multiply. Oh, that's what that particle says. Go and multiply, fill the earth, and subdue the earth. Is that happening? We have obeyed that commandment, haven't we? You and I wouldn't be here if mankind hadn't obeyed that commandment, would we? Something went terribly wrong. I don't need to convince you that there's such evil in the world. You don't have to think about what's happening in North Korea. You don't have to think about what's happening in Syria. You know about it. I don't have to convince you about what's happening next door to you. And as I look around this room, I know people here have been broken. I was broken. I've been broken in different ways. But each of you have been broken because we're in a world that's tarnished. A world where the image of God has been completely altered in us. We are a broken thing. And yet, I can look around this room. I can see God at work. The circle, what did I call it? The circle of something, what did I call it again? I'm going to call it the circle of faith. Happened because man broke his relationship with God. The evil one tempted Adam and Eve. And the way it happened was, has God said? In other words, he would say, you don't really mean that? That if you go wrong, if you go against my commands, you will die. That's what God said. Did he really mean that? That's the body in the room, you know. What God said has come true. Man was tempted, and in being tempted, he was saying, I'm not listening to God, I'm listening to the serpent as it is in the story of the people. And what he did, mankind, what he did, was say, I'm going my way, and I am giving authority to the evil. And that's why we live in a world of pain, of anguish, and such sadness and frustration and hurt. That's why. Man's wrongdoing gave authority to the evil. But that cycle of failure can change. And this is the next line, is somebody else that was on the moon. This is what James owed. I don't think he actually walked on it, but I think he was the guy that was drafted. Look what he said. God walking on the earth was more important than man walking on the moon. And I want you to understand why. Because what I put there is that Jesus Christ, who we believe is God walking on the earth, was the second. He was giving us a new way, a completely new way. I think there's some of them like this, which I don't know if it's very useful, but it's not quickly done.
We can rejoice.
But the second Advent time, yes.
Yeah.
and God gives us words and pictures. And during that song, I had a very clear picture of a lady who feels like she's drowning, who feels like she's drowning in the storm. But the water is only 3 feet high. And there's a sense that I'm out of depth, I'm struggling. Life is getting away from me. And the Lord says, all you've got to do is put your feet on the ground and stand. Because that is true no matter what the depth of the water, okay? God lifts us above our circumstances. But this morning I felt that there was someone that feels absolutely drowning, yet the water's only this high. And God provides a way out no matter the storm, no matter how big and how deep. And David will be in the second part of his word. I will be around it at the end just to pray for you if you feel that with you.
I was really struck while you were singing that because it says darkness, there's darkness all around me. I rest on his grace in the darkness. And listen, that's so a blessed thing. And just go back to where our singing school was. That song that you all know, and then what God showed me, this is where I need to sing.
Oh dear.
But I'd like to sing. Which one is the one you know, isn't it? Which is, yeah, the one I sing. I know it's this one, is it? We're choosing celebration. Because you do need the words. Oh, I'm the words as well, otherwise I'm making them up. In fact, I tell you what, they're there actually. You need to flip through about four slides. And it's keep going. There we are. I was just sensing that when I said earlier we have experienced brokenness, this song is saying when we're broken, we need to run into the Father's arms. And so, with the help of my friend, we're going to sing this. Have you got the words now? We're not going to use music. This is going to be hard. Does anybody know this song? A few. You can stand up and join one. It's joy. It's called joy. And that's what happens when God, this is the solution. We can concentrate on the first cycle, but this is the beginning of the cycle of blessing. Here we go. We need to have a back.
Yeah.
like a good view. I said, great.
Thank you so much. But do you see why I'm excited?
Yes.
Jesus Christ. In the next slide on, there's two more verses, sorry. It says, in the shadow, in the sorrows, in the desert, when the pain hits, you are constant, ever present. You're the song of our heart. You're the song of my heart. God had an answer. God had an answer. So, there it is. Paint what we're saying, painting on this moment. In the shadows and the pain, your conscience, everything. That's the good news. That's the good news.
Okay, sorry, Chris, but we go right back to where we were.
So, Jesus describes himself as the Son of Man. And Luke 14 is a very interesting passage because it introduces us to a number of things which show that this Son of Man, Jesus, had amazing authority. If you want to study and just look for where there's authority, yeah, that would do you a lot of good. But Jesus, before Luke 14, is the story of him going into the desert and defeating the enemy. The enemy was trying to tempt him. And one of the big temptations was to Jesus, he said, I can give you, let's go back, first Adam gave the evil one authority over the earth. Right? And then Jesus comes along, and the evil one knows he's come for a certain business, and he says to him, gives him a temptation. He said, I can give you all the nations of the world. If you don't want to worship me, I can give you all the nations of the earth. In other words, you can have authority over the earth. That was Satan's temptation. And if you know the Bible, you'll know that the three main temptations that Jesus had, Jesus was able to say what the word of God said. That's how he overcame the temptation. Isn't that interesting that Jesus realized where Adam slipped up? The devil said, did God really say? And Jesus knew what God had said. And from that authority, he was able to defeat the evil one. And then we see in John 14 this amazing, amazing thing. First of all, let me go on to, I don't know when the next one is, but let's try the next one. Okay, this is what Jesus proclaimed when he started speaking. And it's to do with authority. He said, the kingdom of heaven is near. What he's saying is a new rule, a new relationship is happening. A heavenly relationship. Something new is happening. The kingdom of heaven is here. The king has authority. God's rule is about to be restored. And it comes to a man. It comes to a man. Isaiah 61 is Jesus saying to people in Nazareth, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to do certain things. I'm sure some of you know what he said, but the first thing was to bring good news to the poor. So then that's what he said in where I find it. Very quickly. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me because he's anointed me, appointed me, good news to the poor. He sent me to comfort the brokenhearted. So Jesus is saying, I'm dealing with what this day has been sharing about a broken circle, a broken relationship. And to announce that captives will be released and prisoners free. He has been sent me to tell those who mourn that the
time of God's favour has come. He will be beautiful for ashes. Which is a nice thing, joy instead of mourning. Praise instead of despair. So that was what Jesus announced to people in Nazareth where he went to the synagogue. He's saying God's rule is being restored and he's beautiful. That's what happened. Next one, please. I said at the beginning, and by faith we believe that God made us, and obviously the relationship with God, the first man, was broken because of his sin. But he still longs to have a relationship with each of us. And I just thought of four people today who have illustrated in the Bible different responses. This person, I think Ben may have mentioned this to you last week, or sometimes. This person, Martha, had great faith. Simply, she had the faith to invite Jesus into her home. If she hadn't done that, Martha wouldn't have met Mary. Jesus wouldn't have met Mary. She had the faith. And I want to look around this room and say, have you got the faith to invite Jesus into your home, into your family life? Because it will make such a difference if you do. Because he's come to put things right. That's Martha, had great faith. And then there's Mary, who once she met Jesus was so amazed by all that he was saying and all that for people's life. She, it says, just stop and listen to you. And I want to say to you, when is the first time, when is the first time, when is the last time, you have to stop and say to Jesus, because you know you can, and you will, he will reveal things to you. Mary devoted herself. She had an intimate relationship with him. What about that with Zacchaeus? I think Zacchaeus is the story about him. It's obviously told in the Sunday school because it's funny because he was a little boy. We call him Titch. Titch. That would be our way of explaining it. But he couldn't see Jesus when Jesus was going through his town. But what does he do? He climbs a tree and he looks at Jesus from afar. He can't get too far. Now what does Jesus do? He says to Zacchaeus, I want off that tree. I want you to go to your house. I want to come home with you. As a result, Zacchaeus' life is totally transformed. So to some people here today, Jesus is saying, come down, don't look at me from afar. Don't just have a sort of distant relationship with me. I want to come down into your heart like you look to Zacchaeus. But there might be some people here who are thinking, well, I'm distant. I don't understand this. I can see what's happening. I can understand why people like me can get excited. But I'm just far away. This story about the centurion is amazing. Because this man, even though he knew nothing about Jewish culture or knew a little bit of Jewish culture, he realized when he heard about this man has authority. He realized that. And he sent a servant to Jesus. And the servant's message was, Jesus, I believe you've got authority. All you've got to do to heal my servant is speak a word,
and didn't even meet him. And Jesus said to the crowd around him, I've not heard such thing from anywhere else. So this man used his faith, and it was all he did to understand that Jesus had been given full purpose. And the last thing I want to do this morning is to get into our spirits and get excited about. When we get to know Jesus, when we commit ourselves to his purpose, we can phrase, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. All God's purposes, all God's love, all God's grace and intervention in our lives can make such a big next time. At the end of Jesus' life, before he returned to heaven, he said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples. People who will follow his teaching, will learn his way. All authority is given to me. And the next slide. If you have a relationship with the King, if you have a relationship with the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, this can happen. We pray when we make some songs that say, thank you, God. You came down. You spoke into the world. You said something. We love to worship God. When you bless God, when you say thank you to Him, when you acknowledge Him, then a circle of blessing starts for you in your life. We bless God, and then amazing. God has a word to say, if you're a blessing God to somebody else, you then get blessed. In other words, our blessing God and thank God, as we believe in Him, as we commit ourselves to Him, we believe, and He then blesses us. But here's the crunch. He loves to bless us, everybody in this room, so you can be blessing to others. And this is something I want to get through to you, because I just saw a lovely illustration in that God of young man who saw it. We want to bless people like that. We want to encourage them because of their faith. How do you think you can bless people in this town, in the community? Now, we live in Ruhr, it's called. There's not much Ruhr left, but plenty of herbs. But it's still a lovely place to live. But we know there's so much darkness. You know, 50% of the children in schools that our children go to, half of them live in broken families. Half of them. But here's a thing. He has given you authority to do. So a small group of you are blessing children. We come from broken families. Thank you, Captain. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Doctor. Thank you, Megan. Yes. Ah.
your wonderful Son.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that. Love it and move it. So I want to see it in the way. You have the authority to bless those children. Lord, you see. Now, thanks to your name, did you? Bless you. You often go out together, don't you? Into the town, and you speak to people about you. But the Lord, your blessing is the God show. Where you live in that place, you are a blessing. Right and honor. You are available to help people who are believing. Jesus said, it's time for you. You have the authority from Jesus. These youngsters who come in the year can be aggressive in their stories by the way they forgive when things go wrong, by the way they can be friends. We have something special for elderly people on Tuesday afternoon. They can be blessed as they need to. You have authority. There's so many different things that this church does that bends up and pray down. It's a church of 57 different varieties. And we could easily turn into like Christian social service. But I don't want it to be that. We have authority to speak into people's lives and to bring blessings. Dear Richard is going to help me. This is going to be fine, but you'll understand the next stage. If we touch on belief, oh, I want to give you a couple of your metaphor on the finish yet, because that's wonderful. Then we, as a tool of the back, then we move on. Next thing, here's something that Jesus is saying. Jesus is saying to us, come along with me. So, if you work in the children's work, in one of those groups, if you are involved in any ministry that the church is doing, I want you to hear what Jesus is saying. Come along with me. In other words, come along, fill the Holy Spirit, and you will bring blessing. Now, I don't know if you'll be blessed by the song. Have you got the words for this one? You can't remember
the song.
Okay. I hope I've got the words. Here we go. Oh, yes. It's starting, remember it, you got the words. Okay. So we can't, the clap was helpful for us before. This is a bit slow, isn't it? A slow clap. Yeah, it goes, it could be so easy. Join in. Oh, you got it. It could be so easy to let the simple things in life be part of us. Like walking in the sunshine, talking with a friend, and the clear blue sky. Let's enjoy the moment, and it's worth my time to let it slip away. Let's take back the mission, and make the most of today. It's what Jesus said, come along with me. We'll open up the windows of heaven. Why don't you spend the day with me? We'll open up the windows of heaven. It would being so easy. The best of grace is joy that we can find. By hardening our hearts, we'll let go of our defense for those who need it so. Love is such a blessing, it keeps on overflowing as we give it away. Let's take up the mission and let us make the most of today. Come along with me.
You can't shut him up.
The windows of heaven. Why don't you spend the day with me? We can open up the windows of heaven. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that you will bless this group of people here who've heard this crazy message, but it's a happy message, Lord. And I pray that we will be a people of blessing because you will send your Holy Spirit to fill us with joy, fill us with this expectation for the future of our life, and enable us to indeed open up the windows of heaven, that we will pour down from heaven a blessing so that those who are broken can be mended, those who are lacking hope will be renewed, those who need healing will be healed. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Amen.